It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Jimmy, did you have a boyhood hero in sports?
Hammer and Henry Aaron.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's black.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Oh, gee, boyhood hero.
Gee, has he noticed?
I thought that was a drop.
And boom goes the dynamite.
If it were baseball, it would be Buntosaurus Rex.
Right, but if it's sexual, it's...
All right, okay, we get it.
Hey, guys.
Move on.
Can we do some football, please?
What?
This ought to be fun.
Can we do some football, please?
In just a minute, you can do some football. You'll do football when we're done.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Still one of the most bizarre moments in ticket history. All right, it is 7:56 on The Ticket. You got the morning musers from Rudy's Barbecue, North Fort Worth, and it's time for the e-break. And this is a real special one because... best that we can figure, Jer and I believe that we've only done this twice before, once for the Hammer and once for Norm, where they had such an individual had such a banner week that we took three examples from one person and then decided which is the biggest e-break from those three moments just for that one person.
Wow.
So you know you've had, depending on how you want to look at it, an awesome week because you're nominated for three e-breaks, or a tough week. Either way, maybe it's a little bit of both. But the man who is under close study this morning is one Mike Reiner, the father of the hard line, big player in the e-break of late. He has been just on a tear these last couple of years, and especially in 2015. And... I'm not sure what it is, if Danny and Corby are just getting to him, if it's when they're out on remote and they're maybe chemically imbalanced a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that show drinks a lot.
There's no doubt they do. And I do believe all three of these were from the day that the Hardline was out in Flower Mound at the 18-8. That's a men's salon.
Mm-hmm.
And not too far from where I live. I was very familiar with where they were, and this is one of the days where I wasn't feeling very well. Otherwise, I would have dropped by there to see them. They were at $24.99 and $4.07.
So you're telling me that he not only had three e-breaks this week, they all happened on the same day?
Same day.
Wow.
Yeah, this is amazing. And they were out in Flower Mound, and maybe this is why Mike was so out of sorts. It was just he was in Denton County. He was a long way from home. Unfamiliar with the areas you're about to hear, really easy to say where you are. You're $24.99 and $4.07. Well, $4.07 is also called Justin Road. That confused both Corby and Mike throughout the day. But then listen to this as Mike tries to tell the P1 where they are exactly.
Coming up here in just a little bit, we'll have more College Football Tuesday. Right now, though, from out here at the 18-8 Fine Men's Salons, in Flower Mound.
Flower Mound.
Located at, 22.99. Is that it?
$24.99.
And $4.07.
Justin. Yeah.
Is that $4.07 or not?
I don't think so, but...
Okay, Justin then. And I think we're on the northwest corner, or northeast corner of...
Good God.
Before you get to downtown, it's
those
on the left-hand
the absolute...
side, like in between 820 and 35.
Those are the worst directions
Look,
you've ever given in
Lord.
Your life.
Look, I get so turned around out here, it's not even funny. But anyway.
Flower Mound, that's enough.
Yeah. Flower Mound.
By the way, that's a recurring bit on the hard line that I love when they're trying to give directions and they... have, I don't know, 50 stockpiled directions now of Danny and all of them talking about different locations in the Metroplex.
So confusing.
Flower Mound.
And yes, 407 Justin Road, the same thing. And that threw Mike for quite a loop, and Corby for that matter. And then when they were talking about the passing of the great Alan Toussaint, the... longtime legendary musician and songwriter from New Orleans. And I think I remember this at the Super Bowl when they were going to go see him when we were in New Orleans. Well, he passed this week. And Mike had the old trip up on Corby's name. You know, Corby's been called Cobra and Kobe before. Mm-hmm. This is a hybrid of the two.
He was the entertainment for the Super Bowl media party.
I'll never forget.
And I was all ready to watch him, and I wanted Corby to watch.
God.
I wanted Cobra to watch it.
Cobra's doing it wrong. Cobra.
So that's another one. That's the one I hadn't heard before. We've heard, Cobra and Kobe, but Cobra.
Well, and we didn't get a full-out Corby pterodactyl laugh. It was almost more of a Corby machine gun laugh.
Let's hear that again.
He was the entertainment for the Super Bowl media party.
I'll never forget.
And I was all ready to watch him, and I wanted Corby to watch.
God.
I wanted Cobra to watch it.
Cobra's doing it wrong.
Boy, they are.
They'll pull out a knife, won't they?
Yeah, they're at the ready just to pounce like a panther on fresh meat on poor Mike when he has a trip up. Danny's just right there going, Cobra! And then the instant laugh from Corby.
I got to hear that laugh one more time.
He was the entertainment for the Super Bowl media party.
I'll never forget.
And I was all ready to watch him, and I wanted Corby to watch.
God.
I wanted Cobra to watch it.
Cobra's wrong.
That is a wild laugh. All right, so that is Mike number two. So it's Mike Direction and Mike Cobra. This will be called Mike Star Wars. I had to think about it for a second. Corby had the story of this poor guy who was just had days to live, and the producers of Star Wars, I think it may have been J.J. Abrams that hooked him up with this, was nice enough to get him the new Star Wars movie so he could watch it before he left this plane. Well, Mike was barely listening to the story. He had a really strange joke at the end of it, and he also said Star Wars in a really funny way that has now become a ticket drop. This is Star Wars Mike Ebrake.
The new installment before he died, I think it was last week that he actually watched it, and he just passed away yesterday.
Star Wars.
That's all you have to add?
I was thinking, wouldn't it be funny if, you know, he got the copy of the movie and said, hey, I'm not really sick.
Yeah, well, he died, so he was sick, actually, Mike.
A wife lost her devoted husband, Mike.
Right.
It's really not a time for, I don't know.
Bad jokes?
Yeah, it's not amateur hour at the improv.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so confused. The first time Mike said Star Wars, that wasn't a drop?
That was not a drop. It has become a drop.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
So why did he just say Star Wars?
I don't know. Isn't that the craziest thing? Just Mike, crazy Mike over there. Like, he's become the old uncle now in the room. Star Wars. And then that horrible scenario that Mike thought would be funny. Let's listen to that madness one more time.
The new installment before he died. I think it was last week that he actually watched it, and he just passed away yesterday.
Star Wars.
That's all you have to add?
I was thinking, wouldn't it be funny if, you know, he got the copy of the movie and said, hey, I'm not really sick.
Yeah, well, he died, so he was sick, actually, Mike.
A wife lost her devoted husband, Mike.
Right.
It's really not a time for, I don't know.
Bad jokes?
Yeah, it's not amateur hour at the improv.
Yeah.
Listen, Ryan's just still cracking himself up with that scenario. I don't know why that would be necessarily funny.
Was he imitating a Star Wars character by saying Star Wars?
I don't think so, no.
He's doing Robot Grego.
Yeah, it does kind of sound weird. Like robot.
Flower
Dragon.
Mound.
Star Wars.
Flower Mound.
Star Wars.
All right, so those are your three mics. Directionally challenged mic, Cobra mic, or
Star Wars.
Mike.
Star Wars.
888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly here on this historic e-break. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Okay, I got a question on the first one. When he asked Corby about 407 and Justin, didn't Corby say no, and then he said Justin anyway?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's my vote, please. Thank you.
Okay, direction, Mike. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Am I number one?
Two.
Baby arm lobster claw.
We should have bumped you down to three.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, may the force be with you, and may your lightsaber not hit your vaginal slash cornborn.
All right. There's a Star Wars mic vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Or which one wins? Hello?
Oh, hey. Tough choice this week, guys. But my vote goes to Hot Fry Georgie and his malodorous butt.
Would you stop it with the hot fry thing? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Am I number one?
Dude. Dude, turn on your radio. Just talk to us. Who you vote for?
Hang up on him.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM. Who wins?
I would like to vote for George's Bing Dip Boxers.
Were those a candidate? I can't remember. No, they weren't. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on Ticket Radio?
Yep.
Give me the Colbury and Jeans. We'll see you and your shaved legs at Whole Foods this weekend.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like a threat there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Is it a good sign that everybody who's seen the new Star Wars movie has died?
Well, I don't know if that's really the way to look at it, sir, but thank you for your call. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, I'm just going to shoot straight with you. I've never used a condom. I've never actually been caught knocking off a convenience store, but I will vote for Cobra Mike.
All right, thank you.
Cobra!
We know what you're doing there. Just be careful. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Morning, George.
Morning.
I'd like to vote for Mike and his new friend, Cobra, also known as Kobe, Torby, Cobra. And let's not forget Gibby. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break? Or which one wins the e-break?
I'm going to have to go with the Cobra one. My favorite part is when Cobra says that he wouldn't forget it, and Mike lets out the most defeated sigh he's ever let out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was funny.
I like that sigh, too. Because he was about to admonish Kobe. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up? Jay. Hey. Did you guys see my game-winning goal last night?
Oh, it's Jamie Benn. It's the always understated Jamie Benn.
Hey, yeah, I hope J.J. Abrams gave the Jets a copy of Star Wars last night because I killed him. Peace out, bitches.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Which mic wins the emergency break of the week?
Vaginal slice, more and
more. No.
There he is.
No, we almost made it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Which mic wins?
Hey, Backdoor Georgie.
That's not an official nickname.
Yes, it is. I'll vote for the Cobra.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
All right.
Tough call, but Mike inventing another name for his sidekick, Corby, wins with this entry.
He was the entertainment for the Super Bowl media party.
I'll never forget.
And I was all ready to watch him, and I wanted Corby to watch.
Oh, God.
I wanted Cobra to watch it.
Cobra, you still got it wrong.
Cobra. I'm glad that won. That was my favorite.
Yeah, that was a good one. So we knew he was going to win, but how many wins is that now for one Mike Reiner?
Well, it's his fifth win this year, so he ties the E-Break Savant, TC.
Mm.
Yes, I said E-Break Savant.
Yeah. And how many do you have wins of all time?
58 all time.
Yeah,
he's third.
Really moving up that all-time
chart.
Yeah,
he's behind Gordon and Norm.
And Norm. So he's passed me. I'm not in the top three anymore.
Well, let me double-check that, Ja, now that you asked
me
that.
I'm up there somewhere,
I'm questioning
I think.
No, Ja, you are third. He's fourth.
Okay.
Yeah, he's five behind you.
Okay. Cobra. He's getting close.
Well, he's getting close.
Way to go, Mike. All right, up next.